From the producers of Catch the Flavor newspaper
comes Catch the Flavor Radio. First and third Tuesday of the month at 7:20 p.m.
Radio hosted by youth from Region Park and other communities.
So Catch the Flavor every first and third Tuesday
at 7:20 p.m.
Right here on CKLN
88.1 FM.
Yeah, you're listening to Catch the Flavor Radio on CKLN 88.1. This Tuesday, we have a couple of artists in the place. I got my Governor, Calculus, Unknown Misery, Armada, Street Congress. No, we have Plasma coming through later on today.
Hopefully.
The topic for the day is really a question. Is urban radio doing enough to support independent Canadian artists? And also, is Flow too commercialized? And is other commercial radio too commercialized?
Is other corporate radio?
There you go. So right now we're about to go into a track.
Introduce a track just by myself, Unknown Misery, after a street release, The House That No One Built. Watch out for it. It's on every street corner. You'll catch us on Queen Street, block to block. The track's called Levels. You know, just keep your ears open.
It's Unknown Misery.
Look out for the video, Revolt of Unknown Misery.
Yeah.
Coming out this summer.
Peace.
We'll Levels. Be back.
I'm the captain of my starship, gliding while writing the alignments of the starlet. It departed going one way, shift another, control a tougher. Erase my database face while I race with rage. Cutting cords connected to their motherboard and torture document page. Close my doors, let my pen shift to change course.
If you understand,
let me hear the thunder, man. Drop pockets that crack the logic, let us rock it with the underhand.
Foot stuck in the ground, sucked in by my sound.
Your head is like your manhood, it only has 8 rounds. My thought drowns till I ocean from a drop comes around. Analyze the way you pedal and why. Get on the level, a level to rise. Blind to visible skies. My principal time reaching reasons, teaching lessons. A footstep in hoods, getting ways of pleasure. Days pack a thought under pressure. Open your eyes, don't let the evil get in. I could play God and make graves with abuse blocks, but I'm just a sound wave of the thought.
If you understand,
let me hear the thunder, man. Drop pockets, got crack the logic, let us rock it with the underhand.
If you understand,
let me hear the thunder, man. Drop pockets, got crack the logic, let us rock it with the underhand.
Under truth, stunted youth, duck tunes, removed earth from its roots.
Even viewed red treasure chest in suitcase, where the brief is stated, holy text, they remade it. Falsely sacred, the word is costly, watch me make it.
If you understand,
let me hear the thunder, man. Drop pockets, got cracked the logic, let us rock it with the underhand.
Wealth isn't overseas visits, wealth isn't itself. A word with no richness, your shine's a sickness. My shine's in my mind, mentally gifted and purified to filter thoughts. Lifted to unlock a writer's block. If you understand,
let me hear the thunder, man. Drop pockets, got cracked the logic, let us rock it with the underhand.
If you understand,
let me hear the thunder, man.
If you understand,
let me hear the thunder, man.
I can make the whole world mine. The world is in my mind, King Divine. Suffer through life, hover for light. You'll see it when you're looking hard enough. Believe it when your shell is bust.
Truth seeping, search beyond my seeking. Always my right leading, night bleeding. Thinking weed is staircase with a 40 mash face. Solo days leave my hollow ways. I hope fighting for tomorrow pays. Reciting darkness, writing sun rays.
If you understand,
let me hear the thunder, man. Drop pockets, got crack the logic, let us rock it with the underhand.
If you understand,
let me hear the thunder, man. Drop pockets, got crack the logic, let us rock it with the underhand.
If you understand,
let me hear the thunder, man. Drop pockets, got crack the logic, let us rock it with the underhand.
If you understand,
let me hear the thunder, man. Drop pockets, got crack the logic, let us rock it with the underhand.
Okay, that was Unknown Misery. What track was that, Misery?
It was called Levels, track 5 off the street album.
Yeah, you're tuning to Catch the Flavor Radio on CKLN 88.1. Today, I'm going to ask these guys a question. The question is urban music, is urban radio doing enough to support independent Canadian artists? Now, the lines are open today. Feel free to give us a call, 416-863-9440.
863-9440.
So now, back to the first question. Calculus, Governor, Misery. Is urban radio doing enough to support independent Canadian artists?
Urban college radio is. But urban corporate radio is no longer urban once it becomes corporate, because they use everything they can to exploit us and assassinate our character. But maybe you shouldn't even get deep like that in the beginning, because people take that truth to, they're scared of that truth. So if you want to sugarcoat the topic, then you could say, they're not doing their job, especially the corporate urban radios. And if even if you don't think they're not exploiting, then fine. Maybe you don't think they're exploiting, but what they are doing is making us like look whack. Cause all these hardworking MCs, there's a lot in Toronto. You know, we're about to blow up. Like right now, Toronto's like how New York was back in the day. You know what I'm
saying? When you say exploiting, like what do you guys mean when you say that they're exploiting? Are they exploiting the community? Exploiting music?
Can I answer that question?
What?
I think because the local radios, underground radios, are actually supporting local talent. Corporate radios, as if I believe it's 93.5 Flow, they're not really promoting the local artists. They're supposed to be promoted, right? It's supposed to be our hometown radio station, and therefore it's supposed to be our local talent promoted. But yet we still hear some of the actual major labels being promoted in our own radio station. So really, we don't really get a chance for exposure.
For sure.
It's basically
We do understand that it is a business, you know what I'm saying, as a corporate station. So they do have a certain, like, commitment to place stuff that they have to play or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whoa, this mic's... Can you hear me? But regardless, I'm just going to speak through it. But regardless, like what we're saying is like they need to give a chance for the independent Canadian artists for a chance to blossom, you know what I'm saying? So that they might be, you know what I'm saying, able to get exposure and, you know what I'm saying, get their chance for...
I also heard a comment before when speaking to you guys that was I think it was one of you guys telling me that when you say they exploit the community, they portray negative images of the community through the music. Like, a lot of the music they play.
Like, basically, hip-hop is... It's been a strong voice of the oppressed people from a long time. Like, since hip-hop came out, that's what it was. And they've always been trying to divide and conquer, like they do to every country. They try to divide and conquer within us. And they know hip-hop is, like, music from the blocks, from these so-called ghettos that they created, that they put us in. And if people out there know how powerful we are and know what we are saying and know that we also see the truth, then as soon as they give us a chance and they listen to us, mm-hmm. then basically like what they do is they take, you know what I mean? They take our minds over, man. They make us look like monkeys who have no direction. Like,
the thing is, music is multi-dimensional, right? But we're not getting a chance to actually show what we're really worth and what we're really capable of, right? And how we actually approaching this music itself. What's being already established out there, you know, as I've classified mainstream, that's why I actually get radio play and airplay, because it's actually really being paid for, and it's part of the contract that these corporate radio stations have.
Okay.
So the networking for an independent artist to try to get his stuff out there and try to show how we actually approaching this music itself.
On the subject of artists making songs that put down their own community, is it Flo's
no.
responsibility for playing it, or is it on the artist?
That's another thing too, man. Like it's no one's responsibility in Ray Ray. On top of that, we're not knocking anyone for their own perspective. You know what I'm saying? The only thing is there needs to be a balance, man. They need to play the things that they're rejecting and claiming, or always trying to, you know what I'm saying? They're always trying to say we're doing things positive and Ray Ray. You know what I'm saying? But they're not really portraying like one side of hip hop.
Do you feel like Flo has turned its back on a lot of the people who are supporting it in the beginning?
Like this is what I think Flo 93.5 does. What they do is, it's a corrupted business. It's like any government that's corrupted, just like we live in. They're a corrupted government. And what they do is they make money. Negativity sells no matter what. Like, we're on the planet. Like, jewels are shiny, and that's negative. But, yo, that sells. That's what makes everything sells. Like, yo, negative things always sell, like, in all types of media. But I don't know, man. What they're doing is they're truly exploiting us. We all know that, man. And it's like where they put us, man.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily Flo 93.5 as a whole, because there's a lot of good people that work in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of people that used to be on the college radios, and they know who they are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of, like...
On that subject, about when we talk about college radio, are you getting a lot of support from other radio shows? I mean, I heard a couple stories about other people not wanting to get involved in the politics of it. Other shows, I'm not going to name any names.
Hey, that's their prerogative.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, many are satisfied off of crumbs, because that's how they keep us.
That's their prerogative. Like, we will do what it takes for us. You know what I'm saying? We won't sit down. You know what I mean? So we will start the campaign, which we will explain.
And
my man Misery,
what's the name of the campaign?
Voices of Strength. It's the movement for everyone, oppressed voices, be it it goes beyond hip-hop, because they segregate through color, gender, and all that, also through music. It's bigger than music itself, man. Music is the soul, you know? And it's all oppressed voices, oppressed messages, and what they say is right is right. Like, just like that question, how much responsibility does the artist have, and why do these artists let the industry exploit them? It's sometimes it's not the artist's fault, but the thing is, what they play, what we make, they will play. But the thing is, what they play, we could change that, you know what I mean? Because we listen to the radio. We listen to the radio. If we're tired of being looked at, when I walk across the street and the lady grabs her purse, I could blame her, but I can't really blame her. Because that's what we do. We make music sometimes that make those ladies scared of us, that we're going to rob their purse.
Okay, once again, the phone lines are open. 416-863-9440. You're listening to Catch the Flavor Radio. This is CKLN 88.1. And I think we'll just I'll just give you a chance to explain what the campaign is about, guys. And tell them how they could get at you with the music and what you could do for them.
All right.
What you could do for artists, independent artists.
We call it Voices of Strength, but it should have no name. It's the movement. But every big movement had a name. So that's what we're calling it right now. But basically, there's a box. And in this box, all independent artists from Toronto put...
Not only Toronto, but any... Not necessarily just Toronto, but any independent artist that would like to get their stuff played that deserve a listen because they've worked hard at what they do, you know what I'm saying? And they love what they do, and they're trying to get somewhere with it.
They put their CDs in the box.
In the box.
You know what I mean? That's the box. Basically, what we have is three components. People power, the box where CDs will be in, a stack of paper that is a petition. And basically what we need is the petition isn't for people who just do hip-hop. It's for people who love music, love righteousness, Black teachers associations, community centers, whoever wants to help the community build and not conquer us from within. That's what the movement's about. So we need people to sign things on the petition. We need more artists on the box. We need people power.
Okay, so we're talking about this box. I'm not sure if you guys have the box right now, but I'm sure we could have people come for the time being, come to the 600 Dundas, the Regent Park Center. Come around the back. It's Focus in the basement. Plasma, if you're listening too, man, come through. Come to the basement, 600 Dundas, and leave your music here. No matter who you are, we're not here to judge your music or rate it. We're just saying, bring your music.
Yeah, everyone went through, man. We have something to learn from each other, man, from all of us. But definitely, it depends who controls our future, you know what I mean? If I believe I am what surrounds me, then if I'm surrounded by an image of me that reflects, like, only a criminal, then what do I become as a child growing up? And every image that surrounds me that represents me is a monkey, you know what I mean? Quote, unquote.
Sure. So can you elaborate more on the three...
On the three what?
The 3 points of the whole campaign?
The whole campaign is the box, the petition, and basically what we're doing is a three-week campaign. It starts today, and by next week you're going to see a lot of flyers and posters on the street. That's by next week. And what we're going to do is collect petitions, collect people that are down to support. And at a certain date, everyone will be informed of it. Briefly, just keep your ears open to college radios, especially down here, with the respect to Regent Park for helping us out a lot.
No doubt.
But basically what it is that it's just people power, man. It all starts with the word. It starts with the word right now. Then it goes to heart. And whoever has the heart and hears the word, let's come together. Yeah. Let's do this. If we can't make this one revolution happen.
This guy has a lot to say. I don't want to cut him off right now.
Sorry,
Doc. Yeah, man. That is the truth, though. That is the truth. A lot of kids are dying, and it's sad. A lot of people are doing things they shouldn't do, and I think music plays a big role in it. I don't want to put all the blame on music for its influence on the kids, but music is powerful, and
Everybody
words are powerful.
Man.
And I think a lot of you artists need to know that what you say is being listened to by thousands of kids in the city and around the world.
Sure.
And you guys are bigging up this image, man. And it's a negative one. So just, you know, open your minds up.
It's the image that they created of us.
Exactly. And so we're just going to go into a track by Unknown Misery once again. This is track...
It's called Frozen
Days.
Track number two off the house that no one built, found on the street. Frozen Days.
Check it out.
Logic to be skeptic, my eyes and needle seek what it sees in full. Every image is injected dialectic style, precious and introspective. Thoughts invested instead of rock, build the block that I walk. Unlock the rage on a page while they blink these clocks. Early start the clock of your bedroom. Sweatshops at minimum wage. Try to maximize my rage, won't let them turn me mad inside the stage. I had enough of these days.
Mm-hmm.
and I pray as I let the sun rays lead my way to a brighter ending, ascending two steps away from heaven. Won't allow devils to prowl and start my lesson. Every day's a lesson if you take in the blessing. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. Birth feels like a curse, you reverse the curse with a verse. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. Birth feels like a curse, you reverse the curse with a verse. A cold draft, submitted on my cold path. Head to draw towards the world of life. Fold my life, and fold the bold rap. I control my prince and my path. Send a hint to my last. Hint to tune for me to be rap. Like I'm on my five rap, but I'm not. The rap for hoes, so don't go for the high. Acknowledge my strength on the ledge. So I pledge to fully combat any cat that wants me dead. Physically or mentally, planning injuries. No matter what level it be, you better walk straight past me without touching. That Russian roulette is tragic. My head straps an automatic. Passive selection. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. Birth feels like a curse. Reverse the curse with a verse. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. Birth feels like a curse. Reverse the curse with a verse. Time for regression. In this populated world of stresses, every day's a blessing. Lessons in disguise. Pray for protection. Firm as bigger sun ray to intersections out the sky. This life is mine. To lead, see gain when I bleed. Take the clay out my heart for something to start when I breathe. Believe what I see, evaluate what I hear. Feeling more hate every year, drill through my chest. Walking hollow, life swallowed my tears. Eat through my ear and digest. Through my mind, took the time to look inside and find a gold mine. Let it not rush, start as bust. Let my paintbrush touch. Apply like my pen. Strive to the end, guide myself to a new beginning. Look like myself upon entrance. It's me in every sentence. In these cold days, my pen's my only refuge. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. Birth feels like a curse. Reverse the curse with a verse. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. To see the light, you gotta look beyond the darkness first. Birth feels like a curse. Reverse the curse with a verse.
That was Frozen Days by Unknown Misery, only found in the streets. No taxes.
Yes, you're tuned in to Catch a Flavor Radio on CKLN 88.1 FM. Once again, we have Unknown Misery, Calculus, and Governor.
No doubt.
These are three artists from Toronto. Yo, out here representing, speaking their mind.
Yo, Buck. Don't we need some phone calls, man? No one's interested in what's going on. Like, this is your radio.
Hey,
That's your radio.
Yeah. I like to
Flow 93.5 is your radio. Believe it.
I like to give a special big up shout out to Logical Ethics, Fatal Phonetics, you know what I'm saying?
Also the Cryogenics, G Rock, The Heresy, Tribesmen, C Dice, Kamal, everybody that's talking to us and letting us know their opinion. You know what I mean? That's important.
For sure.
We really like people to come and speak out. Feel free to call us once again, 416-863-9440. Give us a call, man. If you have something to say, everyone has something to say.
No doubt.
So give us a call.
Voice your opinion, whether you believe in what we're saying or you feel other ways.
Okay, so I got a couple questions for you guys.
Sure.
Voices of Strength, that's what you guys call yourselves, right?
We call the movement Voices of Strength because every movement has to have a name, but the name really doesn't matter, but that's the name.
Okay.
There's the cause behind it, really.
Yeah.
What's the goals? What are your goals? What do you guys hope to accomplish?
To be heard, man.
What we hope to accomplish is that Toronto is a big, strong city. And it's bigger than Toronto, but right now we're dealing with Toronto because we're in Toronto.
One step at a time.
We're a huge city. We have a lot of, like, multicultural people up in here. You know what I mean? We have a lot of strength.
Lot of
we have a lot to learn from each other, a lot of talent, a lot of different struggles, a lot of different backgrounds, a lot of different everything. You know what I mean? And when we combine, we just want the truth out there. We don't want, like... We just because someone is on someone's quote-unquote jock doesn't mean that corporation will be on their jock. It shouldn't work like that, man. I mean, it's all one to one. We got a phone call. Finally, someone who cares.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Are you there, man?
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, if you're calling in, there's a procedure that you have to do. You have to listen to us through the
radio.
Hello? Can you hear us?
How are you doing?
Hello? Listen
What's
to us
up?
Through
What's
the radio
up? Who is this?
And talk to us, all right? You won't hear us through the phone. Just
you
keep
have to
on
hear
talking.
Through the radio.
Say your piece.
Hello?
I think you
okay,
hung
we'll
up.
Just,
I think we lost the caller.
We just lost our caller.
Yeah,
if
that's
you're
the
calling
start,
in, you have to listen to us through the radio.
Yeah, not through your phone.
Not through your phone. But, okay, I have another question for you guys.
Again, the number is 416-863-9440. 863-9440.
Okay, how can people get at you guys, though? Email, phone numbers?
Email is unknownmisery@yahoo.ca. The phone's ringing. I like that. UNKNOWNMIZERY, one word.
Hello?
At yahoo.ca.
Yeah, what's up, recommend?
How are you doing? What's up? Hello?
Somebody
is answering,
man.
Yes, yeah, hello, we're here, hello. Listen, man, listen through the radio. Listen through the radio. Speaking to the phone.
Yeah.
What's up? How you doing, man?
Man, love, man. What's up? How
what's
you doing?
What's up? What's going on? How you
I
doing?
I can't hear y'all, man. I don't know if
yeah, you listen, listen through
you
the
to
radio.
Listen through right? your radio and not talk through the phone.
So let me, I'll link y'all back from my house phone,
man. All right. All right. Do that, man.
Okay, man. Right. Keep the calls coming, man. It's kind of,
416-863-9440. We got another caller.
We got another caller.
Ringing.
People care, you know?
Sounds good.
Hello?
Hello?
What's up, man? How you doing?
What are you saying?
What's going on? What's your name, homeboy?
Yeah, my name is Shango.
What up, Shango? How you doing?
What up? I'm all right, man.
Peace, peace.
But what you guys are saying is true about music and, you know, how basically the media and other radio stations and corporate radio stations, they do portray urban music as negative.
Yeah.
But that's partially, it's not just their fault. It is actually the artist's fault as well for portraying themselves in that way.
But, okay, continue first. All right.
Now, if you look at most videos, what you see is basically, you know, nice cars over $40,000, you know, gold on the, you know, and bling bling everywhere. And in order to obtain that, they're basically told, you know, what they have to do to obtain that. Mm. And it's not a positive message.
Okay, can I just answer that question for you?
Sure.
Well, that comment, can I just respond to that comment? What I'd like to say is that it's not like Flo or any other commercial radio is limited. Like, they have a large selection of music that's given to them all the time. And it's what they choose. They can sit there and select the music. They have a lot of options. They don't always have to play music that degrades or limits our people. They have choices. The artists are people. They're free to, everyone's free to express themselves. But Flo has the right to choose what they play to the people. What they control this.
And the thing on top of that is basically the, like, when the artist does that, like, it's right, it's up to the artist too, it's the artist's fault also. But say I'm right now 8 years old and I'm just getting into hip hop, right? And I feel like I want to become an artist because I have something in me. But everything I hear on the radio, everything that is pushed, is messages like that, and I become that. And sometimes people are weaker than they should be, but it's not their fault, you know what I mean? Like, to see the light, you got to look beyond the darkness first, man. There's a lot, you know what I mean?
Well, there's a lot people can do. I mean, if you want things to change, I believe you've got to change the people who are actually the consumers who are buying the music. People will not buy into that if they don't believe, you know, that it's something positive. But, you know, it's, they know people are brainwashed followers. They know if people are going to hear a tune 10 times a day over and over and over again, they might not even like it,
but
it's
but
in their head. And it's implanted in there as a, you know, something that's the way it is, and after a while, that's how they start thinking.
And that's what the movement is, man. What we're trying to do is actually get self-empowered so we could be actually heard. We're trying to show that music is not just single-minded. Music is so, like I said before, it's so unlimited and so multidimensional. It's so great, and we're trying to create different approaches and be heard.
Definitely,
for
though.
If you ask me, music is the height of human expression.
Of course.
I agree with you.
It is the like, there is no more. Music is so true and so.
This expression, so how
so
you
clear,
feel.
You life. Cannot fake it.
Definitely, and on
trying
that,
to fake it.
On that same on that same tip, I mean, if you look back to a lot, there music is a great medium, and it's a way that you can speak to a lot of people who might not necessarily go to a rally or listen to a speech. You know what I mean? It's wicked for propaganda, but it's a lot of people. I think these people at the radio stations know. They know what they're put. They're aware of what the message is.
They know
is.
What sells, man. Anything shiny on this planet, you know what I mean? Anything you get easy is, you know you chose the right road if you fought complications, you know what I mean? And most people are lazy. They don't do that. But the thing...
Basically, what the problem is, radio stations treat music as a commodity. It's no longer you know, a song that makes you happy. It is actually like an orange or an apple, and they're going to sell as many as they can
definitely,
to make money.
Definitely.
And that's
definitely.
What they do. It's you want to call it what it is? It's pimping out music.
It's
they're
true.
Doing
yeah,
just
definitely.
Like, you know, just like anybody else, they want to make as much money as possible. The quality of music, they don't
and,
care.
And I think since music is part of our culture, they're pimping out our culture and our people. When you say they pimp our music, it's more than that.
And that's
I mean?
The way they actually extort.
I think the
people.
Only way that we could change the mind state of what our future consumers do consume,
self
which is
power,
us,
man.
Is changing
consumer.
what they give out to the consumers. You know what I mean? Like, I won't be able to get a vegetable pizza, you know, if they don't have a vegetable pizza and all they have is pepperoni. You know what
yeah.
I mean? That's how it works, man.
I'm a DJ myself, and I get very frustrated with, you know, I try to play, you know, stuff that's not of the norm, you know what I mean? That's a little bit, maybe not of the norm, but stuff that you don't
okay.
usually hear.
Sir.
Yes.
I love what you had to say,
yes.
but we have to go to other callers.
Okay,
but
definitely, time,
could you email us, man?
I will.
We would love to hear that.
Yo, would
you
mind?
You can email me. My email is revolut@hotmail.com.
R-E-V?
R-E-V-A-L-U-T-E.
A L what?
R E V A L U T E. Revolut@hotmail.com.
Definitely.
All
so right. We're going to go to a little break right now. We have
Thanks
Plasma.
For the call,
Plasma's
man.
In the place.
Plasma crew.
Thanks for the call.
We're just going to go to a track by Plasma and come back. Keep calling. 863-9440. Oh, we're going to go into a commercial first.
Yeah, this thing's going haywire, B.
Celebrate a life of social justice, Ben Carniel's journey, past, present, and things to come. Join an evening of stories, songs, and reflection to celebrate social justice through Ben's work. The evening marks Ben's retirement from Ryerson and the beginning of new projects to come. It all takes place Tuesday, May 6, 2003, from 7 to 9 p.m. at Oakham House, 63 Gould Street at the corner of Church. Admission is free. Please RSVP to Jackie Durand at the Ryerson School of Social Work by calling 416-979-5000, extension 6435.
1-2, what up?
Yes, email
addresses. We're back. Cash to Flavor Radio. You know what I mean?
Got
we
got a caller.
A caller right now. First, we're going to get to the caller.
Definitely, we'd like to say Plasma's in the house. If you guys would come through, man.
Send us.
Get on the mic.
First.
Yeah. Good evening, everybody out there. Radio Land, it's a Plasma. You know what I'm saying, Mr.
Hello.
Rock.
Hello.
Toxic.
Yo.
Hello.
One love, man. What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
So
Hello.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Yeah, we can't hear you guys right now.
You gotta listen to us through the radio, man,
and talk through the phone.
Talk through the phone. Listen through the radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. What I'm saying is basically, yo, I'm loving what you guys represent. You know.
Thanks, man.
And it's a change from the norm, you know, especially in discussion, especially in these times too, you know. It's real revolutionary as opposed to like commercial, you know, basically programming the brain, you know.
For sure.
And the thing most of all that I like that is that you guys are taking on the corporations as opposed to just kind of going around the back end, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
sure.
That's a brave step, you know, voices
Thanks.
Of truth. What's the voices of strength?
Voices of strength.
All right.
That's it, man.
You know, so... Couple of points is one, the media, right? With the media, at least commercial media, we all know that's money right there. They don't care about the people, how the people feel, da da da. You know what I'm saying? It's about the money as far as they're concerned. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if Flow now, which basically started as, you know, like a urban radio station for the people of, you know, urban living and so forth.
For Torontonians, yeah.
Basically, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they're trying to get as high as they possibly can in the media world, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So that means money for them, you know what I mean?
They're just playing the game, man. That's what they're doing.
Exactly. So they're going to do basically, you know, what's going to bring in more commodity, more money, which is basically playing commercial music. And, you know what I'm saying, things of commercial ordeal, you know? So that means more money for them, though that means basically, you know, less true listeners, you know. You people mostly listen to Flow like if you're going to work or if you're at home or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not really, you don't really listen to Flow for, say, like a deep discussion. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you guys are representing right now.
Yeah.
You know, them things you don't find on Flow. You might find one and two issues here, but you can tell it's like watered down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because they don't really care about the true issues. They just care about the money, like you said, man.
Exactly, yo. So the thing is, what I respect about what you guys are doing is that right now, you know, Flow and those stations, you guys can't bother them because right now they're not hearing nothing but money. Yeah. So what you guys are doing is basically saying, you know what, in the long run, what it is going to be is like, Flow is going to want to know what you guys are saying instead of, as opposed to, you know, you guys are trying to know what Flow is saying, which we all do.
Yeah, they'll know in 3 weeks, man.
And you know what? You know what, man? We do understand that Flow and all other corporate radio stations and everything, we do understand that they're a business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what we're asking for is a balance of what they play. I'm sick of hearing Nelly on the radio every fucking... I'm sorry. Whoa. Easy. I'm getting out of hand here, man.
It's okay. It's all right.
But I'm sick of hearing them every 2 minutes. You know what I mean? And whatnot.
But the next thing too, right, the other point is, see, like, okay, spiritual, I want to bring spirituality into this because we're all of spirits, you know what I'm saying? We're not just physical bodies, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So a lot of people, like, on the corporate level, they don't really care about spirit no more because they gave that up for the money, you know what I'm saying? So
hey, yo, my man, yeah. I'm sorry, can you hear me, yo?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little problem in the headphone thing and it's important what you're saying. All right. So, yo, if you could please... call back, and I'm going to get your email address or something, man. I want to get at you, man.
Yeah, yeah. Right,
so please call back, man.
All right, man.
All right? Thanks for calling, man.
Peace.
All right, peace.
Definitely, yo, we're live from the basement at 600 Dundas Regent Park.
Regent.
Yeah.
We're out here in the street. You know, we got Plasma right here.
Yeah.
Feel free to say what you guys have to say about commercial Plasma radio, period.
Crew. Yo, I just want to say it's up to us, man. It's up to every individual, man, to take a moral stance right now because times are critical, you know what I'm saying? That's coming from Mr. Ron, Straight Good, so... everybody's got to get out there and do what they can to play their part in this.
Definitely.
Because it's much bigger than an individual thing, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Once we start moving together, we're going to see what's really, really going on, right?
Straight,
so
man.
You can't really watch all this stuff
I
that's
feel
going
like,
on right
I feel
now.
Like a lot of this music is hurting my community. And when you hurt my community,
yeah.
it's almost like Flow has declared a war against my people.
Right.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
And if it's a war, it's a war. I have to be a soldier.
Now,
and I think people in every neighborhood and every community in Toronto should understand that kids are dying and these people are making it seem glamorous to be out there slanging dope,
yeah,
being out here, yeah, but man, that's not real life,
check
man.
Check this out, though. Check this out.
Perspectives.
Like, the whole world is based on that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's us as individuals to like deal with it on our level, you know what I'm saying? Because like, from time, there's always like slackness in music.
Yeah.
There's always like jugs in music, you know what I'm saying?
It's getting out of control right now.
It's just getting out of control on a certain
and
level right now.
It's looking bad on us now.
And
you know what I mean? It's looking bad on our generation.
Us.
But
yeah.
I'm talking like
sure.
Right now, it's up to everybody to be a filter. You know
yeah,
what I mean? And
definitely.
You got, it's about where you direct your energy.
Yeah.
Just like the Menzimer down here doing this.
Sure.
It's perfect.
For real.
And love to Plasma for coming out.
Keep it real.
For all the listeners, like, don't get the wrong perspective. Like, we understand, you know what I'm saying, what perspectives are. And, you know what I mean? There is a yin and yang to everything. So, you know what I mean? We appreciate perspective. All we're asking for is balance in music. You know what I'm saying? And for all different balance, like all different sides of hip hop to get a fair play, you know what I mean?
So everyone who believes this is still all heart and not art, yo, I mean, we need you to remember this. Get your pen, get your pencil, you know what I mean? Get it, I'm waiting. Alright, yo, listen. UNKNOWNMIZERY, unknown misery, one word with a Z at yahoo.ca. Unknown misery, one word with a Z at yahoo.ca or 416-442-6997. 442-6997. Voices of Strength, help out the movement. It's all one, us versus them.
Yeah. You've been listening to Catch the Flavor Radio. Catch the Flavor Radio is brought to you by Regent Park Focus. Check out Catch the Flavor newspaper and iVideo. So right now we're going to go into a track by Plasma.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank everyone who called.
Thank
all the people
you.
Out there, man. Stay tuned to Regent Park.
Yeah,
to Catch the Flavor Radio, man. This is real.
This
is no politics, man. This is real. This is everyone has. This is freedom of speech.
Straight Goods.
What's the title?
This track is called Up. We call it Under Pressure. But
Under Pressure,
you know
but
what I'm saying?
It's up, UP.
But it's up, UP, you know what I'm saying? So
right. Yo,
this track is for the people. Just run the track.
We want to thank Focus, you know what I'm saying? All the peoples, you know what I'm saying,
listen,
for letting us
underground.
Come down here, man, because let's deal with the case, man. It's time to get busy,
yeah,
right?
You know what I mean? Keeping it real. Straight goods.
Okay, this one is a special, you understand? Big up, Deep Lake Productions, Plasma Crew. What's the next kid, the people that want to buy?